I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, earlier this week, musician and performance artist Laurie Anderson held a concert in New York City's Times Square. It was, to say the least, unique. The concert was free, it was scheduled for 11:30 p.m., and its targeted audience was dogs. About 70 dogs and about twice that many people showed up, prepared with heavy coats and blankets to stay warm in sub-freezing temperatures. For the benefit of her canine guests at the concert, Anderson played the violin at a low frequency to make it easy on the animals' ears. For humans, it seemed difficult to hear, which is why the crew provided special headphones so the people could actually hear the music. When she finished playing, Anderson suggested that owners of small dogs encourage their furry friends to sing along. Then medium dogs were invited to join in, and last but certainly not least, large dogs, so that it became a riotous doggy choir bark-off. Finally, at 11:57 p.m., the concert ended, and many of the electronic billboards around Times Square showed a 3-minute selection of clips from Anderson's latest film, Heart of a Dog, which features her late husband, Lou Reed, and Lolabelle, the rat terrier they adopted. The documentary, Stories Told by Anderson About Love and Dogs and Death and Time, is shortlisted for an Academy Award. Although the concert was a one-night event, the trailer for the film will be shown in Times Square at the same time every night through the end of January. Dogs and cats also have the ability to hear a wider range of sounds than humans can. Loud sounds can hurt an animal's ears or even frighten it, which is why Anderson used low decibel sounds at her concert for the dogs. If you visit Laurie Anderson's Facebook page, you can watch the short video adaptation of Heart of a Dog and see photos of her concert for the dogs. Culture for Canines and Their Humans is another great way to celebrate the special bond we have with our four-footed friends when we're speaking of pets.